Hello, friends. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is someone that I always enjoy visiting with, Misty
Bottorff,
Skyway Marina Executive Director, one of the the St. Petersburg neighborhood districts, and honestly, one of the coolest places to live if you want to enjoy the water, the culture, the campus, and still get to downtown St. Pete. Welcome, Misty.
Thank you.
You have so much going on. I want to talk first about the food truck nights. Had a lot of fun at the July one. Tell us what's going on with that.
All right. So our food truck nights, we have that every 2 weeks on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can find out about what food trucks and the dates on our Facebook group, Skyway Marina District Food Truck Nights, or on our Instagram or Facebook, Skyway Marina District. We have some new food trucks. Simply Greek, Happy Snapper is one of our locals. Davino's Tacos, Fusion Q Barbecue. We have Frio's, Two Chicks Chilies, Great Balls of Love, and Dukes of a Rib.
I love that. You know, for those of you who don't exactly know where the Skyway Marina District is, it's Southern St. Pete community, and it's a destination district that was started in 2013. Tell us about some of the places, Maximo Marina, of course, and Eckerd College, SPC St. Pete Community College. What else is there?
Oh, we have lots. So we have Tiki Docks, which is right next to Maximo Marina. We have Beef O'Brady's. We have a German restaurant. Let's see, what else do we have?
Lots of new housing coming up. And you have the Addison, is that right?
Yes, the Addison Skyway, Sur Club, Marina Walk, and Marina Club apartments.
There's also a really cool park, Maximo Park, and St. Bartholomew's Church, which is actually recognized as the oldest church building in Pinellas County, right?
Yes, yes.
And recreation. Tell us a little bit about the recreation in the Skyway Marina District, boating and things like that.
Yeah, so we are so close to pretty much everything. You can take out your kayak at Maximo Park. You can do your boat out of Maximo Park. There's some fishing charters out of Maximo. And we also have a lot of other marinas nearby that have other options as well.
It's also the Skyway Trail through Clam Bayou and birding and disc golf.
Yes, yes. I haven't tried it yet, but I have some friends that absolutely love going there to play.
You know, it's so darn hot outside. And you are going to have a fabulous Skyway Marina Art Exhibition and the opening reception. Tell us all about this great idea.
Okay, so we did this back in 2022, and it's local artists. So they have to live or work in the Skyway Marina District, and they submit their art pieces, and our committee chooses some art to be set up in the Cobb Gallery at Eckerd College. Then we have that set up for about a month for people to come in and check it out. But we have our indoor block party, and that is to kick off the all of the art and see all the exhibitions in there.
Music too, right?
Yes. So it will be Eckerd students that will be playing music, and then we'll have local food as well.
I want to talk about how your community, your district changes as the kids are now returning to Eckerd College. How does the community change and kind of sort of get like a buzz going?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is interns from Eckerd to try to get the word out internally through Eckerd College. And then events like this, holding the events at Eckerd College and including the staff and the students to be eligible for this event.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about Halloween in a little bit. You had a really fun event this year, halfway to Halloween, yep. Arts and Crafts Fest with a Florida mortuary. Mm-hmm. But tell us a little bit about the beach cleanup and some other things that are going on, and then about some of the new places that are opening in the area.
Okay, yeah. So we have community cleanups for a year. You can find those on our Facebook, our Instagram, and our website. Our next one is September 20th. We provide all of the buckets and the pickers and some snacks. And we are there from 9 to 11. And we just walk around our district and pick up any trash that might be left from open trash cans or the wind, just to keep it beautiful for everyone that comes to visit us.
That is just wonderful. So tell us now about some of the businesses that have opened since we last talked and new ones that are coming.
All right. So we are planning on the Sprouts opening in October. That is a tentative date. Don't quote me on it, because we know things change when they're building.
And when then, there's hurricane season.
Well, that too. Yes, yes. And then Circo Italian Kitchen and Pizzeria, they're coming from Tierra Verde. They lost their building for redevelopment, and they have moved into the old Portofino building, and that is in the Publix complex in the Skyway Marina District. So they are planning on opening very, very soon as permitting is done, and they're going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow, that's yes. going to be great. And so there's also a new campus coming.
Yes, so where the Sprouts is opening is the old Ceridian campus. Altus Cardinal is the group that purchased the property, and they're starting with the Sprouts, and then they have an outbuilding they're building right now that will be for lease, that is not planned for anything. I keep getting emails and texts asking what it is, and it's just a building. They are building it so people will come. So when they finish with the Sprouts and that building, they will then focus on the retail and restaurant space on the bottom of the apartment complexes, and it will go in phases.
And you have added a lot of apartment complexes to the area. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. So we just had a new one open, Marina Club. It is the sister of Marina Walk Apartments. It's same owner, same setup, and they are very community oriented. They allow us to have events on their top floor with a great view. And then in addition to that, the Fifth Third Bank that opened right in front of them is part of that, that complex and ownership as well.
The neighborhood is really becoming a neighborhood.
Yes.
It's interesting. It's not all walkable, but it seems like all of the things you need to live there
right.
are there. How about transportation? What is transportation like if you want to go from downtown to Skyway, you know?
So if you're going to downtown, that's a lot easier. The beach, it takes a little bit longer, and we are working with PST on that. And it's still a work in progress, you know, to asking PSTA to change everything just for us.
To give you your own Sunrunner version, yeah. right? But to go downtown, I mean, you can actually leave your car at home if you wanted to and ride the PSTA very
Absolutely.
Easily, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Especially on, I want to encourage people everywhere to art walk on second Saturday. Do you do an art walk as well? Do you plan on something like that being part of this going forward?
So right now, we don't really have the space. We're really working with the developers that are coming in, looking at space, or the current developers like Altus Cardinal on possible space for something like that. As you said, we're not very walkable being on 34th, and then 37th is the trail, and we can't really block the trails. So right now we're holding these indoor block parties or arts and crafts festivals at our local businesses.
Is the Italian Club down there in Skyway Marina?
It is not. It's right outside.
Right outside. Because
on the other
side
of 22nd, yeah.
But a lot of things going on. And, of course, you know, SPC. Tell us a little bit about the SPC campus that is part of your district.
So St. Pete College Allstate Campus, they had put up a portion of the property for sale. And it is under contract. And we are in touch with the current owners purchasing the property to work with us on our master plan, our design plan, the wants, the needs of the community to make it work with what is currently already in progress or has already been done in the district. So we're hoping to have a little bit more of that walkability on the other side of 34th Street with this redevelopment.
Absolutely. Well, there's a big event coming up. You know, it seems like St. Petersburg is Spooky Center, and you have an event October 25th from 1 to 5. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're holding the Halloween Arts and Crafts Show at Florida Mortuary from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're still looking for vendors and artists, so just got to email director@skywaymarina.org for more information. The plan is to set up outside when it's a little bit cooler finally. And we will have the opportunity for the vendors and the artists to dress up and also decorate their booths for when people come through to purchase and look at all of their arts and crafts. And then we will have a special prize for our first, second, and third place winners.
It's very exciting. Is there plans for a farmer's, some kind of farmer's market? It's interesting how Lohmann, like you, has grown and grown, and now once a month they're doing something. Are you looking to 2026 to perhaps make that happen in the Skyway Marina District?
I'm not sure if it'll be 2026, but it's always been my plan, my hope, my dream to have something like that. Again, it's just space and us waiting for great developers and investors in the Skyway Marina District to give us an opportunity to hold something like that in a space that we don't currently have.
I always thought the Tiki Dock should do something. Tiki Docks, I think you should have a little farmer's thing there, or Eckerd College, because you have the garden there, right? Yep.
So Eckerd College is a little difficult, too, because if we were to do it during the summer, you know, they do have a lot of students there that are high school students.
Right.
And then for safety reasons, you need to have background checks of everybody that comes in. And,
challenges.
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah, every time that we attempt to do an event, no matter where it is, there's always some red tape and some extra work to really get into it and make it happen. But we try our best.
So I want to talk about the fabulous Sky Beach Hotel and Marina,
yes,
which has been such a great addition right there on Sunshine Skyway Lane. I was there recently for music, for food. I understand there's a sushi bar going in.
Yeah, they keep changing
and
tapas. Adding.
Is it sushi tapas. And tapas?
I know for sure tapas, but you never know. They keep coming up with so many great new things to keep adding to this. They have a coffee place now, too.
Paradeco.
Paradeco. Yes, that is their other location there at Sky Beach, and it is fabulous. They have not just coffee. They do have some pastries and bakery items along with some other to-go items in there as well. They have been just great partners with the Skyway Marina District. We're allowing us to, you know, hold events there and visit whenever we need to give us all the updates and show us all their new things.
So much entertainment, too. I mean, what's wonderful is that this has become a place where wherever you live in the county, if you really just want to enjoy a beachy feel, you know, you just hang out, you listen to music, you know, it's really been a resort that has opened its doors and its arms to locals, not just for people staying there. Ample parking.
Yes. So they also, if you go on to their socials, you will see that they also have pickleball. And then they have volleyball, beach volleyball as well. So they have a lot of sports opportunities with their kayak rentals and stand-up paddle boards. There's bicycles now. Like, you cannot be bored there.
You cannot be bored there. In fact, I don't think you could be bored in the Skyway Marina District, Misty. You're doing an incredible job. Folks, if you've just joined me on Radio St. Pete, we are here with the executive director of the Skyway Marina District. Lots going on, from housing to restaurants, Sprouts, you know, just wonderful to have such a terrific opportunity for wellness. We all know also there is a wonderful senior assisted living in your –
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because I don't think people realize in the caregiving world the caliber of the assisted living, independent living that is in your area.
Yes. So Convivial is a group that they are working now with as a nonprofit to lower some costs for the building and the whole process. But they have some specials on their websites right now if you get in prior to building. And you can have a choice of many different setups. You'll be the first one to have the space, and it is multiple floors, and there will be like a restaurant, and there will be a pool, and I mean, it's
state
resort.
Of the art.
Yes.
State of the art, things that are being done other places. So it's very exciting. What are your biggest challenges as executive director looking to 2026 and trying to achieve your master plan?
The fact that the master plan is not codified, it's not in code. So anybody could come up and we could show them the master plan and they could say, it's a want or a need. I mean, we have a lot of people that fought to get that master plan done. So there still will be a lot of people to push back if somebody just says, but you know, that's the biggest thing with just hoping that developers coming in, people purchasing property will work with us, look at our master plan, and do the right thing for the community, and maybe not put any more storage in.
Absolutely. No more storage units. If you have too much stuff, you do not need a storage unit. Next food truck date?
It is today, tonight.
Tonight.
Ooh. And then it'll be every other Thursday after that, 5 to 8, right across the street from Maximo Marina in the High and Dry parking lot.
And in the indoor block party and art is August 31st, 4:30 to 7:30. Yep. Radio St. Pete will be there. We'll be talking to people. The Sassy Scribe will be live.
Awesome.
Misty, parting words to our listeners about why you should come to the Skyway Marina District.
Oh, because we're ever-changing. We are different than any other place in St. Pete. It's not an old, snore, boring place. There's so many things to do and see and lots of people to talk to and meet. And we have a great community and everybody should come and get involved in some way.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Misty, for Radio St. Pete. We look forward to seeing you next month for an update on the Skyway Marina District.
Thank you.